USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic mission for mankind began 50 years ago today when Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Canaveral, heading for the moon.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Today, Apollo 11 crew members Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins will reunite at the Kennedy Space Center. The first man to set foot on the moon, Neil Armstrong, died in 2012. Saturday marks the golden anniversary of that lunar landing, when Armstrong left the first human footprints on the moon. At least 70 current and former U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers are now reportedly under investigation for posting inappropriate things in a secret Facebook group. Customs officials say the workers joked about dead migrants and made sexist comments about Latina Congress members. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump defending his messages aimed at progressive Democratic congresswomen, saying they should, quote, go back to their own countries. Among them, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who's pushing back, saying Trump is committing human rights abuses at the border. Acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli responds to that claim.
The ICE agents, loyal, compassionate, and professional, are going about their job. It says a lot that we're here talking about this as if it were something out of the ordinary, right, newsworthy, and yet this is ICE's job every single day.
He spoke on Fox News. Today, the U.S. House will vote on a condemnation resolution in regards to the president's tweets. An abortion restriction by the Trump administration is going into effect as yesterday officials announced the ban on abortion referrals at taxpayer-funded family planning clinics. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
22-year-old self-proclaimed white supremacist James Alex Fields Jr. receiving his sentence yesterday for ramming his car into some counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in 2017, killing Heather Heyer and injuring several other people in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Commonwealth attorney Joseph Plantinia discusses the sentence he received.
That sentence was life plus 419 years in prison and a $480,000 fine. Those sentences are to run consecutively with each other and consecutively with the earlier imposed federal life sentences.
Fields already serving multiple life sentences on federal hate crime charges. New York becoming the second state in the nation to ban hair-based discrimination. Governor Andrew Cuomo signing a bill amending the state's human rights law to outlaw racial discrimination based on hairstyles like braids, knots, and twists. The measure also updates the definition of race used in existing laws, expanding the definition of race by adding, quote, traits historically associated with race, including but not limited to hair texture and protective hairstyles. California is the other state that outlaws hairstyle discrimination. And nominations are going to be released shortly for the Emmy Awards, the final season of Game of Thrones expected to clean up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.